Again, for media members on the call, just hit star one if you have questions for the coaches this morning, then we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Hope you are as well. A split of a couple of games since we last talked. A thrilling game with Hofstra last Thursday. You guys pull out a win, 81-80, and then a couple of losses to Charleston, 90-76 at home on Saturday, and then 108-85 at William & Mary on Monday night. To kind of review those three games for me.
Well, I think to start in the order that they happened, the Hofstra game, I thought our guys did a good job coming out ready to play and forced Hofstra to do some things different defensively than they've done other parts of the season. Hofstra made a run, and I think at times our guys would have given in, but I thought we showed some resiliency. I thought we showed some toughness and grit to keep playing. Defensively, we threw about every coverage we could at the book to stop, their main player who was crushing us. But at the same time, we were down four in overtime and still found a way to get a lead, come back, and hang on there to win. And we had fortunate bounces, and we all know this. Everyone on this call knows how fragile the game of basketball can be, and the line between a win and a loss is razor thin. And we were on the good side of that on Thursday, and we've been on the bad side at other times. Everyone has been on the bad side, and on that day, the ball bounced in our direction, and we were fortunate to get the win.
One of the things in all three games last week that you did was shot the ball well, over 46% from the floor in all three of those games. What was the reason for the success offensively against some good defensive teams?
Yeah, offensively we've done some good things. I would say that's not the issue right now, although it can be better. If you want to play at the top of your league, you've got to be able to defend and score the basketball at both ways. And right now we've scored the ball that way, but we've not defended that way consistently. And we've got to have a much, much better focus defending and rebounding the basketball. We've done it at times, so we just haven't sustained it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because in Charleston and William & Mary, even though the final margins were not where you want them, but you were certainly in both of those games early in the second half and not able to sustain down the stretch. Was that mostly on the defensive end of the floor that you were disappointed with?
No, I think our execution and focus has gotten better offensively. It can be better, and we need to be do a better job of moving the basketball as the game goes on. But there's a couple things that lead to our scenarios right now defensively. But make no excuse about it. We've got to do a better job defending for the full 40. Like you said, I think it was 63-60 with 12 minutes and change to play against the College of Charleston last night. Certainly, 25 minutes into the game, it could have gone either way. But we just didn't do... we don't do a good enough job making guys uncomfortable. We've got to sustain our defensive focus.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Good morning, Zach.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing today?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing?
You probably know that answer, but just coming off three games in 5 days and probably the longest bus road trip that we could have. Tough stretch for our guys here.
Yeah, well, I did want to ask you about that. Let's see, so if you count from last Thursday to this coming Saturday, it'll be 5 games in what, 12 days?
Yes.
I just wanted to ask you about your travel last night and early this morning and your trips to Taos and Hofstra. How are you trying to keep the guys fresh, keep their legs, and still get some work in preparing for these games?
Yeah, it's a fine line. The biggest thing is keeping guys mentally fresh. Everybody's playing the same number of games. Now, we did have a snow-out, makeup game there. It kind of throws a wrench in the schedule, and it was long travel. But make no mistake about it, we've got to coach our guys' mindset as much as anything right now.
And Mike said you got home a little after 3 this morning. What are your plans for practice, preparing for Towson on Thursday?
Well, we've got to be very efficient with our time, and we've got to make every minute of the day count. First and foremost, our guys got to get up and get take care of class and schoolwork today, and get treatment in, and try to do some individual meetings and just get on the same page of where we need to be, and then we'll have a sharp workout tomorrow, and then head down to Towson tomorrow night. So they need to come back Thursday night. Practice Friday and get ready to travel again on Friday evening. So, no rest for the weary. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thanks, Zach. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Zach, I want to talk a little bit about your freshman point guard, Kirk Lee. Hit what ended up being that game-winning 3 against Hofstra, and then a big game last night, 25 points, 8 assists, 4 steals, and certainly has had a tremendous freshman season. How have you seen him grow as a leader as the season's gone on?
I think you hit the nail on the head. That's what we're looking to push Kirk to do. You know, he's talented scoring the basketball, but playing the point guard position, he's got to get others involved and engaged and work with that. And everyone in our program right now is a work in progress in what we're trying to do, and we're trying to coach that aspect. And at the same time, we need him to score the basketball for us, too. We don't have a lot of guys that have consistently put the ball in the basket. It's something we can count on, and we need him to do that.
As we've reached just past the midpoint of CAA play, 10 games in, 4 weeks to go, talk about maybe some of the things that you feel like your team has done well to this point and some things that you'd like to see big improvement on over the next 4 weeks before we head to the tournament in Charleston.
Yeah, I think at times we've shown resiliency, and at other times I think we need to make sure that we have a more sustained focus, whether it's in the course of a game or a course of a defensive possession or offensively taking care of the basketball. I do think we've taken better care of the basketball as league play has gone on, which has helped us. We have to take more pride on the defensive end and sustaining our focus and getting stops. You're not going to win games giving up the numbers we had the last 2 games. And our guys know that. We know that as a staff, obviously. And we've got to make progress on the defensive end like we have on the offensive end in the first month of league play and put ourselves in a position to play our best basketball in March. Records don't really mean a lot right now in our transition. We want to improve individually and collectively as a team.
All right, Zach, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, Rob.